our calling for Christian ministry. Convocation yesterday and chapel today served to bring us into 1992, a new year for Southeastern. Professors have their introductory lectures for the first days of classes, and all around us there are signs of newness and change, even in our sidewalks. Maud Fraser Jackson wrote a poem several years ago entitled New Years and Old. And I think it speaks a wise word to those who are over-anxious and impatient for the future to come. It's not very long. Let me read it to you. Clear ringing of a bell beneath the midnight sky. Some say it is a knell, and the old year has to die. But years eternal are in thoughts and deeds that live. The truth that was denied, the sinning and the wrong, the victories of love and mercy's tender song, to all the coming days will light and shadow give. Old years we cannot slay, and would we if we could? No, for memory is good, though eyes are wet with tears. For joys that are no more, we gather from past years so much of wisdom's store. If we would not blindly grope on the road that winds ahead, then experience and hope must ever with us tread, and memory abide to warm the heart and guide. Let thanks to God be said that old years are not dead. Southeastern is in the news these days because of our past, because of our present, and because of our future. We can never not be what we are, but we can hope to be more than we are. And as I've sought to know what word God might have for us in this new semester, this new year, the theme that continually presses upon me is our calling for ministry. How seldom do we hear, in fact, other than in recent messages that I myself have preached, I don't remember hearing in many years an invitation given in which a part of the invitation was for people to commit themselves to full-time Christian ministry. As I was growing up, I heard it every Sunday, just as routinely issued as was the invitation and calling for salvation. And in recent years, I hear the invitation to church membership and to salvation and sometimes to rededication. But it has been a long time since I have heard many people call and issue an invitation for full-time vocational ministry. Recently, I purchased a book. I do that once in a while when I go to professional meetings, and I was at the meetings last November. And I found a book called Classic Philosophical Questions, and I thought that'll be right down my alley. So I teach philosophy, as you know, and I opened the book and began to look. It has all sorts of great human questions, questions of ethics, questions of knowledge and metaphysics and political philosophy, philosophy of religion. But it didn't ask the question of human destiny, and it did not ask the question of our reason for being. Still a valuable book, but it didn't get to the heart of who we are. So I thought, well, I'll go to a theology book. During the same meeting, I found an abridged edition of old Charles Hodge, Systematic Theology. What more classic source than that? And I thought, surely there'll be a section here on the calling of the minister and the vocation. And I looked through and I found theology proper, and I found anthropology, and I found soteriology, and sure enough, there was a chapter on vocation. And so I thought, this will be a great source for a message. And I turned to it, and I began to read. Vocation. It's another word for calling. And so I said, what's he going to describe? First, he talks about the external call, the many who are called and the few that are chosen. Then he talked about the efficacious call, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And those who he called, them he also justified. Those are glorious truths, truths that I believe, truths that make up the heart, it seems to me, of Christian faith and doctrine. But I found nothing on the call of ministry, what it is we're supposed to do after we're saved. I picked up another book, my Bible, and I began to read here, and I found something very, very different. I read another story. It went like this. Adam, I want you to care for the garden. Noah, I want you to build an ark. Abram, I want you to go into a land that I will show you. Jacob, your name will no longer be Jacob. It will be Israel. Joseph, gather the grain during the 7 years of plenty, so that there will be food in the house during the great famine that is to come. Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead, and you must take up the leadership and lead these people across the Jordan and into the land. And do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night. Deborah, the Lord will deliver Sisera by the hand of a woman. Gideon, go and save Israel out of Midian's land, and I will be with you. To that unnamed wife of Manoah of Zorah, drink no wine and eat no unclean food, for the son that is to be born from your sterile womb will be a Nazarite unto God from the day of his birth until the day he dies. That was Samson. Samuel, listen to the people, but warn them what the king who will reign over them will do. And then again, Samuel, I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. Solomon, you ask not for long life or wealth, but you ask for discernment in administering justice. And therefore, I will not only give you what you ask, but more beside. Elijah, tell Ahab it will not rain. Elisha, the cloak of Elijah has remained for you. Jonah, I want you to go to the enemy headquarters. I want you to go to the capital city of the Assyrians, Nineveh, and preach a message to them of judgment and of hope. Amos, warn my people Israel of judgment and call upon them to establish justice and righteousness in the land. Isaiah, preach judgment to Judah, to a people who will not hear your message, but also tell them about a coming servant who will be familiar with suffering. Jeremiah, promise my people a new covenant. Daniel, promise my people a stone that will one day grow to fill the whole earth. Zechariah, speak of the advent and of the rejection of the messianic shepherd king of Israel. Now, John, prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. Jesus, no, I will not take this cup from you, but in you I am well pleased. Saul, why do you continue to kick against the pricks? Priscilla, get that church started. Let them meet in your house. And see if you can teach Apollos to be a good preacher. John, don't be afraid. For I am the first and the last. I hold the keys of death and the grave. I want you to write what you have seen and what now is. And what is yet to be. Augustine, Thomas, Calvin, William Carey, Charles Spurgeon, Billy Graham, John Doe, Mary Smith, Russ Bush, Southern Baptists, Southeastern Seminary, yes, Lord, what is it that you say to us? What is it you would have us to do and to be in this ongoing work of God? As you go, I want you to make disciples. I want you to baptize people. And I want you to teach them all the things that I've commanded you. Well, for example, Lord, keep the faith. Yes, Lord, keep the faith. We'll do that. Do what is right. Yes, Lord. We'll try to do that. We'll do that. Love one another. Yes, Lord. Feed my sheep. Be my disciple. Oh, Lord, may each of us with integrity be able to say that we are your disciple. It is by God's grace and his mercy that we pray. Amen. Thank you.